Discounts off our regular sale prices. Wood and iron beds are on sale, many at well below original wholesale prices. We have a large inventory of adjustable bases on sale and in stock. Please visit us on the Atlanta Highway, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Another big deal, the Lehigh's Class of 70 is having their 50th reunion in May. Check with us on Facebook or call me at Mr. Sandman if you have not been contacted or if you know someone we need to contact. I know you'll regret it if you miss it.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
You have reached your destination.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Coronavirus worries sinking stocks around the world and on Wall Street, where the Dow plummeted more than 990 points at the open. This is Italy battles the epidemic with more than 200 infected there, 5 killed.
La sorpresa è la rapidità, l'impennata.
The head of Italy's Civil Protection Agency admitting he's been surprised by a rapid rise in numbers in that country. Meanwhile, South Korea's president issuing an alert, his country now counting 800 infections, a fourfold rise since Friday.
Fox's Simon Owen. And President Trump on his first state visit to India, addressing a crowd of some 100,000 people, talking friendship and trade.
Prime Minister Modi and I will also discuss our efforts to expand the economic ties between our two countries.
He and the First Lady are spending the night in New Delhi. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Once again, not a Chamber of Commerce day. Remember Thursday when it was relentlessly rained all day long? We've had 9.5 inches in the month of February. Periods of rain today and tonight. Can't rule out the rumble of thunder, but I think that would be towards evening. Today's high is 64, even though we've been sitting at 48 now since 6 o'clock this morning. Tonight's low, 58. Tomorrow, risk of showers mainly in the morning hours. Otherwise, a mostly cloudy day. I think we'll tease 70, making tomorrow the warmest day of the week because we have a cool Wednesday with high in the 50s. And a much colder Wednesday night into Thursday as we sample some Arctic air. Thursday's high only, I don't think we make it to 50 degrees on Thursday. And we have freezing temperatures Wednesday night and Thursday night. In fact, we may be near 29 by the first thing on Friday morning. It's February, folks, but spring is right around the corner. Right now, this morning, the rain continues to fall. And we're still stuck at 48 degrees here at 904.
Good morning. Good morning, Rich. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right.
Okay. All right. Baseball, your favorite sport?
You know what I like about baseball? First of all, it's a sign of spring, like the swallows returning to Capistrano.
Right.
And the buzzards returning to Hinckley, Ohio. It gives me hope. I loved watching baseball this weekend. I'm a big baseball fan. Some people say it's too slow, but it rejuvenates me.
Right.
I love it.
Yeah. I like it in person.
Yeah.
I like it in person.
And now, so SunTrust Park is no longer SunTrust Park. It's Truist Park. Truist Park. Because that financial organization that was SunTrust was gobbled up.
Oh, they've rebranded.
They changed the name.
They rebrand everything. Yeah. I still don't know how I feel about the corporate branding of these stadiums and arenas.
You know, I mean, Wrigley Field is Wrigley Field.
Right.
Fenway Park is Fenway Park. Yankee Stadium is Yankee Stadium.
Right.
But these names that keep changing, like Petco.
Well, and how did they come up with, Turner Field? Oh, wait.
Well, let me think.
That's to do with TBS, TNT.
Yeah. So you're not a baseball guy.
I was as a kid. I loved watching the Braves for those glory years.
Yeah.
I remember very well. I know it breaks your heart. 1995.
Oh,
Tommy Glavine pitching that incredible game. David Justice hitting that home run, beating the Indians.
Well, no, it didn't break my heart because I had become a Atlanta Braves fan.
Really?
It was really tough for me though, being from Cleveland, to root against the Cleveland Indians, but root against them, I did.
Good.
So yes,
that was a great year for young Joey's a Braves fan.
Let's hope we go back to the the World Series again.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm going to let you get to your subjects. I know you got a lot going on there. The stock market is is on the tailspin this morning.
Yeah, coronavirus and whatnot.
Yeah, and who knows what's next. See you later.
Thanks, Rich. So, Jack, we're going to have a good show this Monday?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. I hope so, too. Folks, this entire hour of News and Views, this the first hour of News and Views, is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. We still have some February left, right, as Rich was saying? Some February?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so 50% off for News and Views listeners on all video transfers to digital format. That does not include films this month, but that is any sort of old VHS, Betamax, anything you got, and you want to preserve those old analog memories, bring them into the digital future. 50% off for News and Views listeners, but you got to call 279-603-6, 279-6036, and tell Dan Black and the entire team you are a News and Views listener. News and Views begins in... How do I say it?
What do you mean?
Mere moments.
In mere moments.
Indeed. You okay, Jack?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just left my glasses, and it's like I'm Helen Keller up here.
Be right back.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, just what we don't need, some more rain. Rain is likely at times today and tonight. Carry the umbrella. You're going to need it. High today, 64. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow could be a couple of leftover showers, perhaps. High temperature around 70. Then much cooler air on Wednesday. Highs in the 50s. Even colder Wednesday night, Thursday night, as we get another little taste of Arctic air. A couple of nights with freezing temperatures. We'll only be in the 40s for a high on Thursday. And then maybe upper 20s by first thing on Friday morning. Morning around dawn. Does any of this sound familiar? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A newly released audit of Montgomery Public Schools from October 2017 to September 2018 shows over $700,000 missing. The audit says letters were sent to current and former employees requesting repayments of the money. The school system says policies and procedures are now in place to keep this from happening again. The search is on for a man convicted of murder who escaped from a Talladega County work release center. 43-year-old Daniel Miner was serving a life sentence for a 1994 murder conviction. And the plan to bring cruise ship passengers affected by the coronavirus to Anniston in Calhoun County has been canceled. Senator Richard Shelby, along with Representative Mike Rogers, confirmed the news after speaking with President Trump on Sunday. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Garden.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
This is Kelly Clarkson.
And Blake Shelton.
Here to remind you to be there for the new season of The Voice.
With new coach Nick Jonas.
By the way, I want you to know our friendship is more important to me than winning.
If you win, I'll smile and say congrats.
And if you win, I'll get you a super nice victory gift and cry tears of pure selfless joy.
Are you competing about not competing?
Maybe I'm just, you know, naturally better at it.
Uh-huh. So it's on.
The new season of The Voice. Blind auditions begin tonight on NBC.
It's time for some straight talk. It's tax refund time, and the big wireless companies play a game where they lure you in with a phone deal that locks you into a pricey contract. Don't play. With Straight Talk Wireless, get a Samsung Galaxy A10e for just $99, all on America's best networks for up to half the cost. No contract. Make that tax time money win all year long. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
With you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin.
I am what I am. I am what I am.
Russia, Russia, Russia.
Stop playing with it.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Good morning, folks. And welcome into News and Views. Hey, Jack Campbell. How
you doing? I still don't have a very good voice, but...
Yeah, what's going on with your...
You know, it kind of comes and goes. It's weird. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't talk on the weekends.
Well, maybe it's like we didn't even have a weekend. We're just picking up right where we left off on Friday. I had a really good show. I hate that that your voice was bothering you. You couldn't make it in.
Well, I had no voice. You heard me.
But... Oh, yeah. I told the audience.
Gosh. How you doing?
I'm all right. Plenty to cover today. I want to pick up on what I think is the establishment is starting to go back to the same play over and over again. You know, for instance, Gus Malzahn first became the Auburn, like, offensive coordinator. Not even at Auburn. When he first hits the scene, this happens with any new, like, cutting-edge offense. You can't stop it. You just have to endure it. And maybe... if you endure and stay in the game, you can beat that new offense. Whether it's, you know, run and gun or West Coast or whatever the hell Malzahn calls what he does. But then eventually, after they keep going back to that same well, you understand the play calls, you understand the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the triple option might work. Wishbone option might work. But really, everybody's
on to it now.
They know how to defend it.
Yeah.
So... this is what's happening with the media and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. But we'll get to that in a second, because I think the media, especially now that they are going after Bernie Sanders, who, congratulations to Bernie. You said off air, Jack, you're a little worried about Bernie?
I'm worried about them all. I mean, we know what the drumbeat of coverage is going to be against Trump. And now a lot of Americans, they believe what they hear in news reports and on NPR and NBC Nightly News and MSNBC and CNN. And I just worry. I know they're not happy about Bernie right now because the media believes he's going to be the easiest one to beat.
Right.
And they don't want to nominate him because they're scared of that. Plus, there are a lot of millionaires in the media that don't like Bernie's shenanigans on, you know, taking from the rich and giving to the poor.
Sure.
You know.
Well, and he's this idealist. But we'll get into Bernie. We'll get into all this national.
But it does worry me.
Yes. And I think, folks, careful what you wish for. Now, I think it's easy to call Bernie a commie, especially, you know, because Marxism's a big philosophy. You know, the original book was called, what, the Communist Manifesto?
Yeah.
So even if you're just kind of picking and choosing from it and you're not a full-blown, you know, Stalinist or Maoist, if you're not, you know, down with Kim Jong-un or what Saddam Hussein was up to in his Stalinist country, even if you're not, you know, that crazy sort of type of commie, even if you're not even for Maduro and Chavez and all this going on in Venezuela, it's still pretty easy to call you a communist if you pick up ideas from the Communist Manifesto,
right,
especially in a political campaign. But be careful what you wish for, those of you on the right kind of rooting on Bernie, thinking he's going to be the easiest person to beat. I don't know about that. We'll see. But first, Jack, I had to, this morning, you know, they're making jeans now that stretch and flex. I had to put on my stretchy pants this morning because I have a belly full of corruption right now.
Oh, is that right?
Not my own corruption, but this story.
And I wish I could use that excuse.
Yeah. But, I mean, sometimes it's necessary, folks, to put on your stretchy pants, whether you ate too much or you're reading a corrupt story about what's going on with Montgomery Public Schools. Now, this is from October 2017 to September 2018. But put on your stretchy pants, folks, and let's get ready to see how $700,000 went missing.
When you are a man, sometimes you wear stretchy pants in your room.
That's true, Nacho Libre. That's true. You like that movie, Jack?
What movie was that?
Nacho Libre.
Hell, I don't even know what you're talking about.
You should watch it. I think you'd like it. But yes, over $700,000, $103,197.66 went missing.
From the coffers of the Montgomery County Board of Education.
Now, one example that Alabama News Network highlighted is a total of $5,418.36. It was used for payments at a gentleman's club. Is that where they, like,
fold the dollar bills the wrong way?
Oh, I thought it was like gentlemen dress up nice and like, how are you today, sir?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, it's one of those
bosom bars.
Oh, my. Wow. So this over $5,000, nearly $5,500 spent on a gentleman's club, purchases at a bar, online gaming, video sites. So like YouTube? How do you spend money on YouTube? Roy, do you think it was YouTube?
I'm probably thinking it isn't.
Oh. Oh. It probably is like the gentleman's club.
Mm-hmm.
And other purchases. This $5,500, essentially, folks, was spent by the Brewtech Magnet High School athletic director. Now, he is not named here in this Alabama News Network report. But, well, at least he had fun.
That's criminal, though.
Right.
I mean, all this is criminal.
I wonder what happened, though. I mean, how much did he drop at the gentleman's club? Like $2,000? What was he doing in there? He must have been having a very gentlemanly time. But here, I have in front of me from the actual audit. This is the summary of how does $700,000 go missing? Seriously. And again, this was a few years ago. The current board president, Claire Wheel, released a statement saying, quote, this happened in 2017, 2018. I find this horrible. And we have cooperated and tried to make sure this can never happen again by putting in place policies, procedures, and training. Thank you for that, Claire. So, here is what...
Now, what training does someone need so they won't go spend $5,000 at a strip bar? What kind of training do you need to know?
Well, maybe we should
have to teach you not to spend other people's money on yourself.
And maybe we should bring in some aspect of that mandatory vasectomy bill, now that I think of it.
God,
or
oh
something
my.
Like that. Maybe that'll train somebody better. But how does $700,000 go missing? Because it's not just, you know, strip clubs and video sites. I have in front of me, directly from the audit, this is the summary. It gives the Alabama Code. Requires the board to openly and competitively bid certain expenditures of $15,000 or more. The board failed to do this. So, when you have a big contract, it's not an open bid. It just goes to somebody who has connections. Another law required public work projects in excess of $50,000 not to be split into parts to evade the requirement of public works law. The board failed to comply with this law. Another law requires local boards of education to hold public hearings related to proposed annual budgets and to prepare and submit annual budgets to the state superintendent of education by October 1st of each year. The board failed to conduct budget hearings and prepare annual budgets in a timely manner as required by law. This has also happened the year before in 17. Another law states that no public official or employee shall use his or her official position for personal gain. Scholarship funds at Brubaker Technology Magnet School, BrewTech, were dispersed to two individuals who did not appear to meet the established criteria for receiving the scholarships. The payments were made at the direction of the individual's family member, who is an employee of the board. And that's just the beginning. No wonder I put on my stretchy pants. What the hell was going on down there? And again, this is not the folks currently running the board, or maybe it was some people there. But a lot of new people were brought in this last election cycle. So we'll see if they actually clean things up. But when this sort of stuff is going on, not to mention the intervention, now, to give them credit, some of the schools under intervention have improved. They've had progress of a kind, so that's good news for traditional public schools. But when we're talking about putting more money into Montgomery Public Schools in particular, I need more proof that it will actually make a difference and not just go to strippers. Thank you. 272-9228. Let's go to the phone and see who this is. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning,
sir. Don't call us gentlemen after that story.
I've heard if you go to certain gentlemen's clubs and you get what's called a lap dance, mm-hmm. that they charge by poundage sometimes by the weight of the lap dancer. So that might, you know, it might have cost more.
So the bigger the gal, or
The bigger the gal sitting on your lap, you know, they charge by poundage. So I mean, it could have been as simple as that, and he just didn't know.
Oh, it's kind of like charging the federal government to move military members.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm not aware of a strip club that has a bunch of Mama Casses working in it.
So you didn't ever go to the one in Prattville, Jack?
That's really not my cup of tea, but
hey, man, I saw some of the pictures, and they had a lot of tattoos. Hey, speaking of going to jail, including that one you just brought up, I don't understand why Coleman wasn't prosecuted in a criminal court rather than a civil court, because fraud all day long is a criminal offense. And why they decided, why some U.S. attorney or whoever cut the deal to go through the civil courts with him, because unless the taxpayers were included in the deal, the ones that were victimized, they ought to have been able to go after him individually. If they're going to go the civil route, then say, hey, we can sue your butt individually. But I just think, just like with this deal, and it won't, they'll have some kind of specialized, you know, educational course for how not to go to a stripper club, like how not to have sex with a student. You know, just common sense stuff. They'll hire a consultant. They'll bring a consultant.
Oh yeah,
in.
You know, it'll be another waste of money.
Yeah. And see, nobody. This is the reason this crap just keeps perpetuating, and keeps recycling, because nobody's held accountable and put in damn jail prison for it. And when you do, then the next one decides to do this will say, that's probably not a good route to go, because I saw what happened to the last Joe. But as long as you send them to specialized courses and re-educating, you're going to continue to have this crap.
You're right.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
You too, Jim. Yeah, so I guess the next step is they're going to try to recoup some of the funds from some of these employees, or legal charges might be in order. But yeah. Doesn't surprise me. When you have a government institution run by committee, usually doesn't end up very well. 272-9228. Let's go back to the phones. News and Views. Who's this? You're on there.
Good morning. It's Cranky.
Hey, Cranky. How are you?
I tell you, I don't know where to begin on this one. First off, don't look to your district attorney to do a damn thing about it, because he's just going to sit and time out. He's going to sit on his hands. He didn't do a damn thing when they did the grade changing, when Dr. Keith was you know, basically torched like a witch at a Salem witch trial. She was the one standing alone. The district attorney's office didn't do a damn thing. There were grades that were changed in the Atlanta public schools. The scandal was a whole lot less wide scale than it was in Montgomery, and people went to prison in Atlanta for less in the crooked, politically correct cesspool of Atlanta, which, by the way, is where our police chief came from. Don't look for him to do anything here, because I'm Darryl Bailey. I'm not a smart man. I'm just going to sit on my thumbs because nobody's telling me what to do. Let me tell you something. Between the piss-poor schools, and I'm not reflecting on anybody, you know, that's on the current board that's new, Dr. Keith, Claire Wheel, and I think there's one other member on there that's not a complete criminal. They're doing what they can. But between the schools and the out-of-control crime that's only getting worse, and I'm not swatting at our new mayor. He inherited a mess from the previous mayor. And the previous mayor set it up to where the cupboards would be bare in public safety. They have lost over 100 police officers since the retirements went over to RSA and they went portable. They're under 400 police officers now. Between this crime and the piss-poor public schools, don't you dare say Maxwell and Gunner will never close, because they can and they will. Look at McClellan Air Force Base in California, where you had a hell of a lot more civilian employees. It's closed. People said it would never, ever close. Now we're fixing to elect a damn congressman who's crooked as hell, who's going to vote no, or he's going to abstain from every military vote.
I know. I think it's just horrible.
This is the perfect storm for losing Maxwell and Gunner. And don't say it can't happen. Look up the history of McClellan Air Force Base in California. I lived there for 4 years. They had two representatives, U.S. representatives in Congress, that fought tooth and nail. McClellan Air Force Base is shut down. It's now known as McClellan Park, California. It's a gated community. Has no Air Force, no military, no civilian activity whatsoever. The same damn thing can happen in Montgomery. And these idiot sticks that are our leaders, they're fostering this to happen. And then the icing on the cake is Jeff Coleman, the Tammy Faye Baker's husband, is gonna abstain from all military votes. So we're not gonna have a voice out of that crooked SOB.
Well, I have to say, though, Cranky, and I know you're living up to your name here this morning, but ye a little faith. The congressional race and Mr. Coleman's a whole other deal. But ye a little faith on the city. I mean, we just passed this 1% occupational tax. It's going to solve all the problems.
It's going to solve all the problems. And then, oh, by the way, let's give the schools some more money so they can, you know, subsidize the Tata Bar community.
Let me tell you something. The next time they come to the voters to pass a mill increase, you watch what happens.
Let me tell you something. You know, on the Obama administration, they had the cash for clunkers. I mean, you know, let's give some more tax to the school board so we can have cash for tatas.
Oh, that's there's
a great
more
program. Save the tatas.
There's more, Cranky. We're going to name names and a few names, and it's not just tatas. It's to like non-existent vendors. Whatever that means.
Yeah, where the Tatas go after hours when the Tata Club closes.
Say Tatas.
Don't worry, it's just all wholesale anyway. It
please,
doesn't matter.
Cranky, instead of saying bye, just say Tatas one more time.
There you go, Tatas.
Tata. News and views from 9 till noon. Isn't this lovely? A lovely way to begin a Monday. When I saw the story last night, I'm like, really, guys? Really? 272-9228, we got to hit a break here. And coming back, we'll name some names and more of how this $700,000 went missing. This part of News and Views brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating
Center. Indeed.
They're at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where, right, Jack?
Bell Road deads right into it.
Into Atlanta Highway.
That's it.
Yes, go by and see the owner, Brian Carr. He's also a paint specialist, as well as the manager and paint specialist, Brett Lanham. Say you are thinking about remodeling, repainting that kitchen or that bedroom, or maybe the entire exterior of your home, or maybe there are certain spots that are too weathered on the outside. Stop by New Look Decorating Center. Let Brian Carr, Brett Lanham, the whole team help you. Whether you already have that inspiration and you want to help, need help with their expertise, make it a reality, or find inspiration in the first place, they are your local choice for an interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. And because they're local, when you use New Look Decorating Center, you can always go back because you built up a relationship. They keep your information on file. So 2-3 years later, you need to do a touch-up using the same exact paint. They know you. Call them today, 271-0007, 271-0007. Or again, best way to visit New Look Decorating Center is to go by their showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Be sure to tell the folks at New Look Decorating Center News and Views sent you. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get it.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Many times I said we would drain the swamp, and that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But President Trump can't drain the swamp by himself. Here in Alabama, we have two candidates for Congress who are part of the swamp. Jeff Coleman was sued by the DOJ for defrauding the military. And while Troy King was attorney general, he solicited political favors from a target of his office's investigation. Jeff Coleman and Troy King embody self-serving politics as usual. Only Terry Hasdorf will help President Trump drain the swamp. Hasdorf is pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family, pro-wall, and doesn't care about pleasing the political class. Terry Hasdorf is a true conservative Republican we can trust. Help President Trump drain the swamp. On Tuesday, March 3rd, vote Terry Hasdorf for Congress.
Making Congress Great Again PAC is responsible for the content of this ad. Paid for by Making Congress Great Again PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.makingcongressgreatagain.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the low end, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. C-Square can handle it, including all brands of tires. We offer financing options, including no credit check financing. If you work or live in the downtown area, stop in and see Chris Bowers, Master Automotive Diesel Mechanic, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. C-Square offers free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
March 3rd, voters in Autauga County Commission District 1 will have the opportunity to move the district forward or keep the status quo. Paul Beckman is ready to serve the district and turn around the failing infrastructure, help get a fair share of funding, and help our schools. Paul's not a part of the good old boy network, and there'll be no quid pro quo. Paul Beckman will be the voice that fights for what's best for Autauga County Commission District 1. Vote Paul Beckman, March 3rd.
I'm Paul Beckman, and I approve this message. Paid for the Friends of Paul Beckman at 1803 Garrett Drive, Prattville, Alabama, 36066.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in. Give us a call, 272-9228. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Take advantage of 50% off for News and Views listeners and all video transfers, videotape transfers to digital format. Call them at 279-6036, 279-6036. Thank you again to Dan Black, the entire team at Dan Black Studios, for being great sponsors here of News and Views. Again, folks, the story we're covering, and I can't say I'm all that surprised, and I'm not picking on the Montgomery, you know, public school system. I'm not surprised because this is the nature of any big institution, but certainly government institutions. And the story is over $700,000 went missing in the fiscal year of 2018. Money spent on strip clubs, casinos, liquor stores, for non-existent vendors, and on scholarships for administrators' children. Children who did not qualify for those scholarships. So let's name a couple of names. Jefferson Davis, Jeff Davis High, Assistant Principal Walter James. Fictitious vendors, the audit states, were paid more than $300,000. The purchases were described as for professional development, supplies, and coaching training, but the checks for all were deposited into the account of Assistant Principal Walter James.
You are kidding me.
Nope. Reading this directly from the Montgomery Advertiser. Brewtech High Assistant Principal Marsha Ball. Marsha Ball, who at times was the assistant principal at Brewtech Magnet before becoming the career tech director at Impact, was charged by the chief examiner to repay $177,235.07. Don't forget that 7 cents, Marsha. In 2013, a scholarship fund was established at the school whose benefactor was Ball's mother or mother-in-law. In order to receive a scholarship, students needed to demonstrate academic achievement, leadership, and write an individual essay. The two recipients, according to this audit report, did not meet the qualifications. Both were Baugh's children. Wow. And then, of course, as we've mentioned before, athletic director at Brewtech High, Chauncey Shines. Now, at least Chauncey had some fun. You know, it's one thing to spend 300 grand on fictitious vendors that just goes right in your pocket. Another to kind of jimmy the scholarship program to benefit your children. Chauncey was just looking for a good time, Jack. Chauncey. According to the audit, Chauncey Shines was ordered by the chief examiner to repay just shy of $46,000. The audit shows Shines purchased with school funds payments to a strip club, purchases at a local bar, payments for online gaming and video sites, purchases at grocery stores, restaurants, and gas stations, payments to a credit card company, purchases at a pharmacy, and payments to family members and payments to a collection agency. I'm sorry I'm laughing at all this, but, you know, at least Chauncey was just having a good time. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. Gary. Hey, Gary, how are you?
Oh, I'm just riding around Montgomery, having a good time, looking around, seeing how the city's growing. And this is, boy, I wish I could give me a job at the Board of Education. I live in Lowndes County. I have to come to town to try to get away from corruption and crime, since we got Jim Bonner for our Economic Development Agency head. And, you know, I thought we was the only one that had corruption. Now y'all guys over here. And then we got a mayor, and it makes you wonder about our new mayor. All these conventions he's doing, I hope they don't audit him, because it was $20,000 vacations when he was judge. So, you know, it's, how do they get by with that? And, you know, like, you talk about Troy King and all these folks, our Attorney General Bailey, they're not doing nothing. And that's what I can't understand, how they can't get these people that's that corrupt, and they're supposed to be upstanding, training our children. What are they training them to do? They're doing a good job at that, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, it's gonna be interesting to see how Montgomery grows with the education and things. And it's talking about the Air Force Base and everything. Come right over to Selma. And I remember that back in the day when Craig was a real town. Selma was an ungodly nice place to live. And now it's just ungodly. But what do they do with these people? Nothing. They don't do nothing.
Well, now that the auditor just found this, I'm sure something will be done. I mean, they've been ordered to pay back the money, but I don't think it should end there.
No, it should not end there. That's the thing of it is. And the thing of it is how they sweep this stuff like this under the rug when they start doing the investigation. A lot of the paperwork goes amiss, and nothing ever gets done to nobody. They never pay it back. They never get prosecuted for it. But y'all have a good day. It's just, you know, it's a good thing to get away from Lowndes County. My wife's car had a tank of gas in it, and I went and looked at guns, so I've had a good morning already.
That does sound like a good morning.
But it makes me know that y'all, one thing about it, if people would listen to talk radio and listen to y'all's show, they would be enlightened on a lot of things, because there's a lot of stupid people out here that don't know what's going on. And part of it's because they got that old Democrat symbol, that donkey. And they just don't know what that donkey means. I got a pastor full of them.
Yeah.
And they are some dumb asses.
You know, the nincompoopery is very strong.
Very much.
Appreciate it, Gary.
Okay,
thanks,
yeah,
you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, you know, if we don't have crooks in office, Jack, we have, what's the old word for it? Poltroons? Cowards? People that won't actually go after the scoundrels?
I know. Honest to God.
It's just ridiculous. Here, the Carver High School basketball coach, James Jackson, he was ordered to repay just shy of $77,000 back. Items were purchased from wine and liquor stores, restaurants, car rental establishments, local probate office, a pet store, car wash, an eyeglass store, and a final withdrawal to close the bank accounts that was not submitted to the school.
Well, do they have a county credit card? How does this work?
It sounds like it, because I don't think you're just walking around, unless you're at the strip club. You're not just walking around with a bunch of cash. It sounds like they have an account they can draw off of, yeah. That's crazy.
How does somebody get away with frauding the damn high school out of $77,000? How does Walter James deposit $300,000 in his account?
His own account, right.
Good God almighty.
Yeah, this is bad. This is really bad. We got to hit another break here. 272-9228. You know, Jack, I feel like I'm looking pretty good. I'm in my, got through my bulking phase. Now I'm cutting. Hitting the workouts hard here in the new year. Getting ready for summer coming around the corner.
You're almost fit to go to Sammy's Go-Go.
What's that? Anyway, Express Fitness 24/7 is where I'm going. They changed their location since I've been going there, here in Montgomery. They're now at 3331 Harrison Road, the old Hogan's Gym location. Combined gyms, essentially. State-of-the-art equipment. You'll never want for equipment, whether free weights like barbells and plates to throw on those, dumbbells or plate-loaded machines, cable weight machines, rooms and rooms full of cardio equipment, a big activity room, some classes there at night. Stop by Express Fitness 24/7, especially in Harrison Road, and tell them Joey sent you. It's a low sign-up fee, then a very low month-to-month rate, no long-term contract required, and you get 24/7 access when you become a member so it can fit with your schedule. It's not just the Montgomery location, though, all over the River Region. So check out ExpressFitness24.com, ExpressFitness24.com. Thank you again to Express Fitness for being a great sponsor here at News and Views and for, you know, helping me get ready for the summer months. More News and Views when we come back.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The conservative outsider for U.S. Congress in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District is Jeff Coleman.
Well, the campaign's almost over, and charges are flying. But here's the truth. The United States military still uses our moving services all around the world, every single day, and has for 70 years. I'm looking past partisan politics to support our military and help President Trump build that wall.
Jeff Coleman's the real deal conservative in this race. He's been endorsed by the Alabama Farmers Federation, the Business Council of Alabama, and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. He's a conservative businessman, not a politician. And Jeff refuses to play political games.
Tiff and I have loved meeting you, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Absolutely.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Saving usually means lowering your expectations, settling for less. But no one ever got less and thought, good for me. Now you can save on all your favorite stuff without giving anything up. Surf, swipe, and stream as much as you want with WOW Internet for only $34.99 a month. With our 2-year price lock guarantee, these are savings you can count on. And when you sign up today at WOWWay.com, get a $100 Visa prepaid reward card.
Wow.
Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WindCreek.com for complete rules.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is in the house. Well, everybody is back from market and understand you got some great stuff.
Bubba, we have got the newest gift ideas you will find coming straight from market. We've got the wonderful jewelry, good-looking, bright jewelry that doesn't break the bank and is going to be the perfect gift any time of the year. Also, we've got some wonderful totes that have just come in. They are bright colored, ready for the beach, the lake, those things. We've also got dry wick beach towels, but we also have some Turkish towels that have just come in. And if that's not your thing and you're looking for something different, we've got this new popcorn that just came in. It's got chocolates, sea salt, all kinds of great flavors. It is new. We had it years ago and we got it back because it was such a great seller. But we've always got the freshest and finest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. We have it at Tucker Pecan.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonald Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Boy, oh, boy, just what we don't need, some more rain. Rain is likely at times today and tonight. Carry the umbrella. You're going to need it. High today, 64. Low tonight, 58. Tomorrow could be a couple of leftover showers, perhaps. High temperature around 70. Then much cooler air on Wednesday. Highs in the 50s. Even colder Wednesday night, Thursday night, as we get another little taste of Arctic air. A couple of nights with freezing temperatures. We'll only be in the 40s for a high on Thursday. And then maybe upper 20s by first thing on Friday morning. Morning around dawn. Does any of this sound familiar? From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back.
to News and Views.
You know what's cops around here?
News and Views from 9 till noon, right?
How you doing?
I'm Joey Clark.
I'm Jack Campbell.
Make feel so good, enough.
Sing it, Van.
You should make a feel all right.
272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. We'll have to commence with a song later because we have Crawdad on the phone. He's been very patient. Crawdad, welcome to News and Views.
I was just sitting here reminiscing over old Out of the Blue songs off of that album. That brought back memories. That's one of my favorite albums, Out of the Blue. Glad when you play.
Oh, The Whale? Yeah, it's one of my favorite songs off of it.
Tell you what, Jeff Lynne and the Bunch. That's a really, really good album.
It always reminds me of rainy days, so I decided to play it on this rainy Monday.
And who's going to jail after all this is finally settled down?
I feel like if I'd have frauded, say, this company, any company, I would be put in jail, or at least like heavily punished, legally speaking.
I'm wondering at one point if two or more of those people did this together with the intent of doing illicit things with that money, they might be able to kind of eke them over into the RICO statute, because all they did not do, the only thing those morons didn't do, was try to wash the money through some Caribbean bank account. And, you know, that's what surprises me. You're going to steal the money and put it in your own account? You got to be kidding.
These are not sophisticated people.
No, I'm reading here. One person involved in all of this has been sentenced already. He's the Carver High School junior ROTC instructor, Michael Walker.
Shame on him.
He pled guilty, the Attorney General's office announced. After he pled to stealing school funds, he was sentenced to a 24-month split sentence and ordered served probation for 12 months.
Oh, my, what a terrible, terrible sentence.
He paid full restitution following sentencing.
I mean, I tell you what, I don't know who is the owner of the very nice midnight black Humvee that's parked in the administrative parking lot of Jeff Davis. But every time I'm going to the doctor's office back and forth, I drive past JD, or I don't drive, I'm taking, but I look up here and I see that Humvee in that administrative parking lot, and I'm thinking, who works at Jeff Davis on that salary that could afford a Humvee?
Right.
Now I'm kind of wondering, not naming names because I don't know, but Humvee, you don't just go out and pick one of those up.
Yeah, this should be eye-opening to everybody who wants to just give more money to the school system. And again, this is not, if we're going to give any more money to their budget's already massive, nearly $300 million, I believe. So, how much are you going to add to it, and how much of a difference will that make?
There's one group of people that think that any problem can be solved just by throwing more money at it.
If only.
And I tell you what, I hope I get to see a debate between Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. That's going to be one for the record books.
Yeah, that'll be quite entertaining. I appreciate the call, Crawdad.
Thank you.
272-9228, 272-9228. We need to hit the last break of the hour here. Again, this hour brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, take advantage of 50% off for News and Views listeners on videotape. Tape. To digital format transfers, but you got to tell them at 279-6036, 279-6036 that you are, in fact, a News and Views listener to take advantage of that 50% off. Thank you to Dan Black and the whole team for sponsoring this hour of News and Views. And also, Jack, this hour of News and Views is brought to you by new sponsor here, but a longtime listener, and he's been around for a while now. Dr. Tom is what you can call him, but Dr. C. Thomas Pershing, chiropractor. Whether it's accident or industrial injury, it's a clinic that can help take care of all of those aches and pains. They're at 75928 Tallahassee Highway in Wetumpka, Alabama. So if you're in that Wetumpka area, off of Redland Road, that sort of thing, Dr. Tom Pershing can really help you out. Say you've got an issue in your upper back, or maybe that middle lower back, or your knees are troubling you. Sometimes it can be a larger issue than just, my muscles are sore. And Dr. Tom Pershing has the experience, thousands of hours of experience, not only going to school himself, but teaching at multiple schools all over the area. He can provide x-rays if needed. Really, that first visit is going to be a consultation about your history, what's bothering you, a few initial treatments. Then you'll be set up for a second treatment to get exactly down to fixing your ache and pain problems. And if need be, he can refer you to a doctor, a specialist. So check out Dr. Tom Pershing today. Again, 759 28 Tallahassee Highway, or call him and make an appointment. 514-7600, 514-7600. Be sure to tell Dr. Tom that News and Views sent you. Sing it, fam. 272-9228.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Riley Manning Painting knows your largest investment is your home or your business. How about a new look at home or at the office? Inside or out, Riley is the professional you want for the job. Riley has over a half a century of experience. So for a free estimate for your home or office, call Riley at 799-1284. Riley, tell everyone your terms.
It's simple. Free estimate. No money down. And your final approval is when I get paid. Call me today, 799-1284.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey, y'all, this is Kelly Clarkson.
And Blake Shelton.
Here to remind you to be there for the new season of The Voice.
With new coach Nick Jonas.
By the way, I want you to know our friendship is more important to me than winning.
If you win, I'll smile and say congrats.
And if you win, I'll get you a super nice victory gift and cry tears of pure selfless joy.
Are you competing about not competing?
Maybe I'm just, you know, naturally better at it.
Aha, so it's on.
The new season of The Voice. Blind auditions begin tonight.